produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. Whether you are His child or not, He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in broken lives. I want to inspire you to know that you can overcome battles in your life. You can move past the brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome battles of brokenness that you too might face. My intention is to review some of the main points and to turn those points around into things that we are dealing with in our lives right now. As we are worldwide on a quarantine, we are all experiencing some type of brokenness. As I stated last week, for me personally, I am experiencing a broken piece of life that every parent and their child dreams of. after watching your child strive to do their very best in all that they do in their 13 years of school that they have completed, every mother and father dreams to see their child complete their course of school. Every parent dreams of seeing their child graduate from school and walk down the aisle. Every child dreams to have a traditional graduation to receive their diplomas. Today, so many parents are feeling exactly as I am, and I'm so thankful that we are all not alone. Today, I would like to honor our son's graduation class by having him call out our seniors from Hamburg High School by name.
James Acosta, Jesus Aguilar, Maria Aguilar, Paige Amos, Zan Amos, Caleb Anderson, Joel Arnold, Patrick Baker, Johnny Bell, Kenley Blankenship, Wesley Blankenship, Kirsten Bradford, Jessica Bravo, Nicholas Bridges, Claire Brooks, Trey Brown, Christy Buck, Brandon Carpenter, Courtney Carrico, Dylan Carter, Christian Chavez, Melanie Chavez, Ricardo Chavez, Carson Clark, Brianna Collier, Clayton Collins, Travis Cope, Landon Crane, Lamiracle Cromwell, Blaine Colt, Eli Colt, Walker Davis, P.J. Dietrich, Ty Dodson, Austin Fleming, Savannah Frisbee, Brandon Fulgham, Deanna Gamble, Elena Ganaway, Hannah Givens, Alondra Gonzalez, Courtney Greenwood, Olivia Grice, Blair Gulledge, Emma Hallman, Jamie Lynn Hamilton, Janie Harris, Avery Hawkins, Jalen Helms, Adam Hernandez, Hernan Hernandez, Joseph Hernandez, Nydia Hernandez, Bryce Hodge, Jaisley Holland, Ashley Hollis, Dalton Howard, Rihanna Huff, Trey Hucks, Ahian Jackson, Yvonne Jimenez, Allison Johnson, Demarion Johnson, DeAndre Johnson, Connor Jones, Haley Judge, Ty Kelly, Ashton Kilcrease, Maddox Lackey, Kiera Lancaster, Mary Lahan, Camaria Lawrence, Sarah Linder, Christopher Lloyd, Lindsay Lloyd, Cheyenne Lopez, Ryan Marabanian, Christian Marsh, Callie Martin, Emily Martin, Luis Martinez, Erica Mata, Paris Mays, Vincent McCraw, Joseph McLaren, Chastity Miller, Alexandria Mitchell, Tyler Moffitt, Alexandro Mondragon, April Mondragon, Brandon Mondragon, Daniela Mondragon, Jose Mondragon, Isabella Mondragon, Sebastian Mondragon, Tiara Mooney, Garrett Moyers, Cammy Murphy, Jose Navarrete, Chandler Norsworthy, Quincy Norwood, Hunter Pamplin, Garrett Pardon, Cameron Pascal, Austin Pennington, Tyrell Perry, Kristen Peters, Ty Powell, Brandon Pruitt, Mallory Riles, Chelsea Riley, Sarah Riley, Sherry Roark, Draylen Scales, Cassidy Smith, Briar Smith, Noah Stafford, Brianna Starks, Jeffrey Stoddard, Ashley Strange, Drake Streeter, Chelsea Strickland, Cody Strickland, Desiree Tolfrey, Nylette Torres, Sierra Tucker, Jamie Turner, Ethan Vale, Brian Valencia, Enrique Vallejo, Antonio Vargas, Ajane Vasquez, Alexis Vaughn, Darius Vaughn, Caden Vault, Emily Ward Miller, Kason Watson, Renia Webb, Ashton Wells, Blaine Wells, Jaron West, Jalen White, Jaden Whittle, Cade Whittington, Jada Wilkins, Carol Ann Williams, Jaleesha Williams, Khalil Williams, Jared Yee, Leo Zakala.
Thank you, Jaren, for reading those for me. These were students called out from Hamburg High School, and I want to congratulate each and every one of the students in the world that have graduated from high school in such a trying time. These may be trying times, as the 2020 graduating students all over the world may have doubts, as even if they will have an actual graduation ceremony, but they each still have so much life ahead of them. These kids that have so many disappointments from not being able to finish out making memories for their last couple of months of high school still have so much ahead of them as they choose their professions and go to the colleges that they feel led to attend. This next college year ahead will teach them so much about life as an adult. It will be a challenging time, but it will also be a time to make new memories with new and possibly old friends. I want to share some passages of scripture that is on my heart. Psalms 127:1 says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." The class of 2020 seniors will be going out into the real world and will eventually establish their own homes. I want to encourage all of the seniors around the world to take heed to this verse as they learn to build their own houses. As each of you build your own house, put the Lord Jesus Christ as the head of your future home and number one in your personal lives. Let Him help you to build your homes. If you don't, you are opening up all doors for evil and corruption to come into your home. You are making the biggest mistakes of your lives if you choose to leave God out of your homes. And all that you do in life, serve the Lord. Even your greatest accomplishments will be in vain if you do not keep the Lord first in your lives. Psalms 127 verse 2 says, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep." Class of 2020 seniors, your school efforts are not in vain. It has taken every bit of your 13 years from K-5 to 12th grade of schooling and hard work to become who you are today. Your hard work and determination to finish the course is a big deal to God, as well as your families. Your hard work honors those who had a part in raising you to be who you are today. And most importantly, it honors God. Unfortunately, you've had an extra dose of rest as you've had to miss out on your final weeks and days of high school. But don't let the disappointments in that define who God wants for you to be. Don't get angry at Him and say that you're going to do things your way. That's exactly what Satan wants, as we are all going through this time of uncertainty in our lives. Learn to trust in Him through these hard times. Rest now, but don't get lazy because you're bummed out on things of the present. Proverbs 18:9 says, "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Don't waste the precious time ahead that God has given you from here on out. Get your hearts and minds into working hard as you continue to further your education. Trust in the Lord to provide all of your present and future needs. He promises that He is always there for us. In the first chapter of my book, A Better Broken for Teens, I stated the next verse as the very last verse in the first chapter. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Psalms 127 verse 3. Parents, your children were not given to you so that they can be seen as liabilities in your lives. Your children will live out their lives to bring and carry on the heritage of your families. They have so many opportunities to better themselves for their own personal futures. As hard as it may be, and I'm talking to myself as well, let your children go as they learn to fly their own wings. Let them learn to fail and then learn how to pick back up after failing in life's lessons. I also quoted in the book, "The Lord never turns his children away, no matter what age you are or what mistakes that you have made." Let your children learn to value God and also learn that God values them. He loves each of us the same, and he wants for us to learn from our mistakes. Just as we have had to learn from our own personal mistakes, our children have to learn from their mistakes also. As a parent, we want to do all that we can to help rescue them and their own personal mistakes and hard times, but a lot of times this can be more of a hindrance than anything because there are lessons that we all have to simply learn on our own. Be there for them, but also realize that they are going to make mistakes. Love them through each and every phase of their lives. Be there for them if you can, and continue to teach them as they continue to grow. As I honor our 2020 seniors, I want to read a letter to the seniors that was written by a lady named Jennifer Alwood. "Dear high school seniors of 2020, you were born when the world was grieving 9/11, and you are graduating as the world grieves a pandemic. Although your two biggest launches into freedom have been taken in the midst of tragedies, just know that the world is an amazing, loving, beautiful place, and it is waiting for you with open arms. We grieve with you that your senior year is ending this way, but we can't wait to see how you overcome and soar. You were made for this. Love, all the senior parents." As a mother of one of these seniors as well, I remember the time of my own child's birth right after the 9/11 attacks. I can remember the fear that we had in our minds, the doubts that we had in our hearts, but we were overjoyed by the gift of the child that the Lord had given us. Yes, we shed many tears of heartache for those that lost loved ones, those that passed away and gave their lives for our country. Yes, we had lots of fear as we went through these uncertain times, but we also had joy as we were bringing a child into the world. And I can remember, like it was yesterday, my mom called me on the phone and told me right when the 9/11 attacks hit, to not turn on the news, not to turn on the TV, because I did not need to go to the hospital right now, being that there are so many bomb threats and different things going on. And I kind of had already seen the news and heard the news, so I told her that, and she kind of freaked out a little bit, and she was worried that I would, you know, have to go into the hospital. But Jaren was not due for 2 weeks still, so I wasn't really worried about it. Well, the next thing I know, I go to bed that evening of the 10th or the 11th, and lo and behold, the next morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to water everywhere. And I knew at that time that it was time for Jaren to arrive into this world, so we went to the hospital, and yes, we went through fear of being in the hospital room, because at the hospital that I was in Baptist DeSoto in Mississippi, there came a bomb threat at the time that I was there. So they bring in dogs searching all of the rooms, and the police were everywhere and had us all kind of scared to death. But we got past all of that, and we were able to celebrate the joy of bringing Jaren into our lives. And so many of you other mothers in America suffered the same type things as you brought your child into the world during the time of the 9/11 attacks. And even though that was a hard time for all of us to see and go through, we had a blessing of a child that was brought into this world. And we were able to watch your child, our children, grow up to become who they are today. And God has blessed us tremendously with the children that He has given us to raise. And so I just want to be an encouragement to each and every one of you mothers, especially. Yes, you've worked hard to raise your child. Yes, you've longed to see your child succeed in all that they do, and they have. And we need to remember that God is in control of all things that we see going on in our lives right now. God is in control of each and every aspect of our lives. This did not come to Him by surprise. God knew about the virus before it hit the first person. God knew about the spread before it would spread into all over to the world. God knew that we needed to stop our lives for just a little while, and that we needed to take this time to focus on how important our lives really are with the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. It's important that we remember to serve Him in all that we go through, even in the hard times. It's important that we do not get bitter and angry at God for the things that happen in our lives. And Satan will try us at times, and he will try to bring things into our past to cause us to be angry and hurt. But we need to remember that God is in everything that happens in our lives. From birth until death, God is there. God has a purpose and a plan for each of our lives. And seniors, I want you to remember that God is a good God. Don't become angry with Him because things have not gone your way. There are so many times in my personal life where things have not gone my way, but it was God's plan. It was His way. And everything good and bad that I went through personally in my life, I have learned some valuable lessons. And you too will learn valuable lessons as you go through your life and you learn from things. I'm thankful for all of the teachers that have put your whole hearts into all that you have done to help teach our children and train our children. I was a teacher for 10 years myself, and I saw many of my students grow up and graduate as well. So I know the feelings that you are having right now as you missed those last few days and weeks with your students toward the end of their high school. And I know how you teachers feel as far as the love that you have for your students. And I'm praying for each and every one of you. I know that you have put a whole lot of work and effort, hours, years, tears into your lives as you have prepared, studied, and taught our children. And I want to say thank you so much for all that you have done for our children and our families. I want to say thank you to all of the schools that our seniors have graduated from, and the administration and the staff for all that you have done in trying to prepare future events for our students that were not able to have things as scheduled take place. But I thank you for the hard work. I know that you've sweat a lot of tears as you've worked into trying to make decisions for our students. And I want to say thank you very much for loving our children and for caring for our children. Thank you for all the time and effort that each of you put into their lives and will continue to do so as you career through teaching or working in the schools. I pray for you, and I'm praying for our seniors as they are continuing to decide on what to do with their futures and their lives. And I want to continue to encourage you all to just keep the Lord first in all that we go through. We don't know how long that we're going to have to be in quarantine. We don't know how long this pandemic is going to last. Only God knows the answer to those questions that we might have. But let's not get bitter. Let's not get angry with the Lord. Let's keep Him first in our lives. Let's continue to do what we can as Christians to share the gospel to other people all around the world. Some of these thoughts that I have shared with you today come from some of the topics of my book, A Better Broken for Youth. In the future, I plan to release a new book called A Better Broken for Ladies, and I ask that you would pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to each and every one of you. And remember too, that no matter what you're going through, God is always there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone in your life, remember that you are not alone. It's my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and as always, I pray that I am a blessing to you. As I close this program for today, I want to again say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing us to be a part of this wonderful organization. And I also wanted to say a special thank you to Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk for asking me to be involved in this program. I want to say a special thank you to my husband and my children and my family for their love and support, and to all of my precious friends who have been there for us in different times in our lives and who have supported me and my family. And I want to say a special thank you to all those that have put your lives into training our children as teachers. I want to thank all of you that have administrated and done things for the schools all around. Those of you that work with the school programs, thank you so much for all that you do. And I want to say a special thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ for saving my soul and for helping me through all of the broken times of my life. And I am so blessed by all that He has done for me. Thank you all for your continuous love and support. And I also want to say a special thank you to you all that are listening. And I appreciate you continually being a support to me in this program. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time or 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can listen to my Facebook page or listen to these programs on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast. And if you're interested in my handmade resin jewelry or my books, you can find me on Facebook under my business page, A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. Also, I'm on Instagram with the same title, A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. Or if you're just interested in my books, I have them available on Amazon.com under Angie West, author Angie West. Thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day. And seniors, go out and enjoy the world and keep God first in your lives.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
afraid to roll up my sleeves and get on my knees, have a little faith in myself. Although sometimes it gets a little rough and the struggle knocks knocking on my door, I know I'm used to running away when I hear the negative things people have to say. They said I'll never make it this far, but I knew something different from the start. My story, yeah. Oh, my story. Oh, I never thought I would. Never thought that I would leave. My story. Oh, listen. I used to do
everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, the show where Christian authors share their stories through their books to inspire you to speak up and share your own story. I'm your host, author Angel Charmaine. Today, I have invited Virginia Davis, the author of The Mending, into the Speak Up Sis space to talk to us about heartbreak and healing. Join me in welcoming author Virginia Davis. Hello, Virginia, and welcome to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you.
So before we get started, if you will please just let our Speak Up Sis audience know a little bit about who you are and what you're currently doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am a mother. I'm an author of four titles thus far. I'm a poet, a blogger, a teacher. Right now I'm spending a lot of time working on books 5 and 6. along with teaching online and taking care of a toddler during this quarantine time. So I'm pretty busy.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to stay
You safe. Are wearing, yes, you're wearing so many hats. That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. You said you're working on books for five and six, right? Simultaneously.
Yes, I am. That's right.
Are they poetry books as well, or are they novels?
So one of them is a novel that I actually started working on about 3 years ago, and I had put it down for a long time, and I looked at it one day and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I need to pick it back up. And so I'm working on that. That's a young adult fiction book. And, the other book is like a follow up of The Mending. I wouldn't say it's a part. It's like a continuation with like some activities for the reader. So almost like a journal piece.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a companion.
Right.
Piece.
Yes.
So The Mending, what brought about The Mending? And first, let me say this. I typically am not a poetry reader.
Mm-hmm.
I like poetry. I actually like the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
But reading a book of poems, that's usually not my thing. But I must say that this book of poetry is so fabulous because it reads like a story.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself flipping from one page to the next page to the next page, going to the next piece of the story, getting to the next piece of the story. It's almost like all of the poems are connected and they tell a fuller story versus reading a book of poems where they all have these very different themes.
Mm-hmm.
This seemed to be different. It read like a story.
Right. And that's what I was hoping for. Like, I was hoping to be able to resonate with my readers in a way where I was just opening up my experience to them that in like an easy way where it was like, you know, an actual story, not just poems from, you know, they are from different parts of my life, but they all are under one component, which was my heartache. And then the second half of the component is my healing. So yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say you've won me over, and sometimes that can be difficult to do, especially because I get stuck in my ways. You know, you like what you like.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually an awesome read. And I want to know why The Mending. Where did this come from?
So I started writing most of the poems, like the vast majority, not long after my daughter was born. I went through a long stretch, or not even that long, but to me it felt endless, postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had my child, like, I didn't go back to work until she was almost one. So I was doing like projects from home or whatnot. But though she was a newborn, I was trying to care for her. I was still like having extra time to be stuck in postpartum depression. And that opened up the window to other things, other unresolved issues, a lot of it being heartache and the most recent breakup. I was triggered easily. And the only thing I knew to do was to write. That's how I deal with everything in life. Every heartache I've ever experienced, every hardship, I write, even if it's just journaling. And so I had a specific journal and I just kept writing and writing, especially late at night when I couldn't sleep. And the heartache was keeping me awake. I felt as though I was writing myself to a better version of myself, a more healed version of myself. And once I wrote a bunch of poems and looked through my notebook, I was like, this is amazing. Like, let me like put them together and try to make something of it. And then I started to realize like, yeah, this is really my journey from heartache to what I like to call continuous healing.
Oh, I like that, continuous healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is continuous. The journey to healing, it is continuous, isn't it? And there are days where you feel totally healed.
Right.
And then something, you'll smell something. You may ride past some, you know, a building or on a freeway or something. And all of a sudden, you're like, ooh, I didn't even think I still felt that, or I didn't even think that was still there. And, right. and it's a continual process.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Cause the triggers, like, they come and they're going to come. You're going to be tested. I'm still being tested till this day, but I'm understanding that that's fine because at the end of the day, I'm still becoming the whole version of Virginia and I'll get there.
Right.
Eventually. Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds like you write therapeutically. Like I write therapeutically as well. I wonder if there are any authors who don't write therapeutically. I'm sure there are some.
Right. Cause your greatest, like your best work is often comes from trauma or the hard times, the catastrophic times in your life. And this was my experience. This was my big experience. And I felt as though it was too great, like too beautifully chaotic not to share it and inspire and try at least to inspire other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Speak Up Sis is all about. The Speak Up Sis platform, whether it's this talk radio show or the podcast or, you know, Speak Up Sis with Angel Charmaine in the morning. It is about creating these safe spaces for people to share their stories, to inspire the stories of other people and to give people permission. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we just need to know that it's okay to be vulnerable and transparent.
Mm. Yes. And that's exactly what that was my biggest goal here. Cause I am often a very like reserved person when it comes to relationships, breakups, even things of that nature. And for a long time, like I felt ashamed, like, okay, I am 30 some years old. Life was going the way I wanted it to go. And now I'm a single mom. And for a minute, I did feel ashamed. And no, there's nothing wrong with that. There's power behind being a single mom. I was raised by a single mom. Right. And there's nothing wrong with being heartbroken and finding a way to become healed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel you, sis. Oh my goodness. So let's go ahead and jump into the work, and we're not gonna give away all of it, although there are lots of poems to read in this book, so we couldn't even cover them all in the time that we have, but I do want to take a look at a few of them to give our readers an idea of why I fell in love with the mending and why you needed to write it. So I actually want to take a look at one that I believe is probably my favorite, and I hope I can find it really quickly. It's called Loveless. Do you have your book in front of you?
Yes, I do. Loveless okay. is one of my favorites as well.
Do you mind, it's your work. Do you mind reading Loveless to us?
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so Loveless. He'll love me one day, someday, if I smile just right, cover my imperfections, be nice when he's upset me again, shower him with romantic affection, decrease my voice to a whisper, try not to lose my temper, when he's gone missing on Saturday evenings because another woman has captured his attention. Surely, he'll fall for me one day, some way, in the same disastrous way I fell for him, if I just ignore her scent proudly parading from the pores of his skin. Her perfume, an ugly, heavy reminder that I'm not the only woman competing for a piece of him. But I'll stay polite, calm, and zen, instead of shouting when he strives to explain himself after another lie he's inevitably caught himself in. Yes, he'll love me someday, some way. I just know it. So I anchored myself in relentless hope for the rope quickly withered and broke. I cracked myself wide open for love and bled out helplessly. And guess what? He still never loved me.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, do you know the part of that that made me stop was when you said, what are the words? The scent of her perfume that accosted you, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, what were those exact words? Read those exact words again.
If I just ignore her scent, proudly parading from the pores of his skin.
proudly parading from the pores of his skin. Girl, that thing stopped me dead in my tracks. I said, my goodness. And the fact that we ignore those things.
Mm-hmm.
Just overstep. You're just going to pretend like you're wearing some Charlie or some Chanel number 5, which, you know, some white dye.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't wear that.
Right.
But we're just going to pretend like we don't even notice it. It's not even a thing. Oh my God.
Right.
Goodness. Such a powerful.
Yes. And, it builds off the poem before that, where I find, because it opened up the heartache that I experienced, the breakup or what have you, it opened up old wounds. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, it's like, oh, like I had been waiting for him to see what he should see for a long time, or to love me the way he should for a long time. And wait, this sounds really familiar. This is what I used to do when I was a little girl, when I experienced this with my dad. Where I would be waiting for him to come see me when he said he would. And yeah, just seeing the connections, it helped me to eliminate those parts of myself where I didn't feel worthy of myself or worthy of love. Like I shouldn't have to beg someone to love me, family member or not. So.
Exactly. Did you recognize these things and then decide to write about them, or as you were writing, did you begin to make the connections?
I think it was more so as I wrote and then looked back,
mm-hmm.
like in retrospect, like, wow, like, because like you said, writing is therapeutic for me, and oftentimes it provides opportunities for me to have introspect. And as I was doing that, I realized, like, yeah, this has been something I've been trying to surmount for a long time, trying to feel worthy enough of someone else's love, feeling as though I had to rearrange parts of myself to convenience someone else so they can see me for who I am. And once I started writing through that process and praying more and going to therapy, like, no, I'm at the point where I love myself entirely too much to wait for someone else to love me too.
That makes sense, sis. And I say congratulations. I always like to really stop and address the idea that getting help with your healing is important. It's necessary and it's okay. I have never worked with a therapist, but I totally got the help of a life coach. And mm-hmm. I needed that help. But I'm telling you, that life coach helped me to see some things about myself that I don't think I would have been able to see, to understand. You know, it would have taken me a lifetime to even try and figure it out, because you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes it just takes someone else being able to ask the right questions. Someone else who isn't carrying the load to be able to see what you're carrying and to help you unpack it. You understand? Mm-hmm. And so I applaud you for realizing that, look, I need somebody to help me unpack this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I couldn't have made it through it. I wouldn't be making it through it without the help of a therapist.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And as Black women, I think it's important for other Black women to hear and to know that it's okay if you choose to work with a coach or a counselor or a therapist,
right.
Whatever mm-hmm. makes you feel comfortable, whatever makes mm-hmm. you feel like you're able to, you know, open up so that you can get to a place. I call it being naked and unashamed. When you can get mm-hmm. to that right. place, in whatever vehicle you need, then go ahead and do that. So right. I applaud you, sis. And you can tell healing when you read it. I've read some people's work and I can tell this person isn't healed yet. Or this person isn't in the process. Because there's so much that's left on the table.
Right.
I'm reading it and I'm like, you're not telling the whole story.
Right.
you can feel it when you're just like, something's missing here. No.
Right.
You're afraid to tell it. And if you're afraid to tell it, don't release it yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I had to build myself up and get to that point where I was okay with sharing my story. Because for a while I was like, oh, maybe I shared too much. But then I was like, no, like there's nothing to be ashamed about here at all. There's nothing wrong with sharing your healing process, sharing the variation of emotions that I obviously convey in the book. I go from being sad to being angry to being envious to acceptance to accepting my healing as well.
Oh, goodness. Another one that I loved is the riddle. That's
all
another
ones, yes.
Yeah, listen, come on. Let's just go in. If we're going to go, let's just go, right? So let's take a look at the riddle. Do you mind sharing the riddle with us?
Okay. All right, the riddle. You got the woman you love. Do you win? You get late nights gently holding her within the strength of your arms. She gets to inhale you, your scent like fresh linen that's washed clean by the ocean. Your cologne like the fields in the spring blooming with fresh gardens. Does she win? Her heart is yours. Yours is hers. Mine is yours. I have no one to hold. Do I lose? You get the girl. Girl gets you. Who do I get? No one gets me, but I have heartache that has no remedy. Please tell me I don't lose here.
Oh. Wow. It makes me want to ask, like, do you lose? Did I lose? Am I losing or did I win? Did I win me back?
Right. And I feel as though while going through that experience, while seeing someone, you know, seeing someone who you love for a long time and were with for a long time, and to see them with someone else, like, yes, it's a valid question to ask when you're in that moment. Like, did I win? Am I losing? Like, what's happening? But no, I am the winner because I found myself through the process.
Yes. Yes. That was
a newer version of myself.
A newer version of myself. And I think it's a beautiful way to look at, separation when it is over and when the person is gone on and their life is gone on and yours has to go on. It's a better perspective than to sit around thinking, oh, woe is me. And, you know, they look so happy. And what about me? Right. It's like, no, you got a new opportunity to grow and to learn and to connect with yourself on a whole other kind of level, to embrace all that you did have, all that you still have, all that you, that is to come, you know? So I'm telling you, I'm loving all of these pieces, and you all listeners, there's a whole book of this and we're just in the first part. We actually, there's an actual healing component. And there is one that I would like to look at in the second part, and it is called The Healing. And I think it's a good place, to sort of, move into so that people know that healing is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inevitable if you want it to be. You're going to heal.
Absolutely.
If you want healing, if you want to be whole, if you don't want to be sad, busted, broke, disgusted, broken, it is very possible if that's what you want. So we are almost, my time, listen, the 30 minutes of Speak Up Sis Talk Radio goes so quickly because I'm always wanting to hear the work, and I want our listeners to hear your work because I want them to actually go purchase your work. And before you go, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share with everyone how they can access your books. And if anyone wants to actually get in contact with you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share your contact information, your social media handles and things of that nature. But before we go, let's take a look at the healing.
Okay. Yeah, another one of my favorites. Okay, the healing. I swallowed the puddles of tears, told the memories to erase themselves. I gathered the pieces of me that lay scattered about the cracks on my floor. I stitched together every inkling of my being, capped the tequila, recorked the sweet red, threw the bottles away, swept up the broken wine glasses, washed my face, and reminding me that I am too strong, too beautiful, too capable, too resilient, too powerful to continue to suffer over you anymore. This ends here. So I clasped my hands, bent in front of my sofa, and prayed.
Oh. Okay, so you know, this is the Christian talk radio show, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay. So for me, the fact that the healing begins on your knees. The hurt ends on your knees. The healing begins in the same place.
That is right. Just like I needed therapy and I needed to write, I absolutely needed God and still do. He's still helping me.
Exactly.
He's
powerful. I'm telling you, you changed my mind when it comes to reading books. Now, I don't know if I'm going to read everybody's poetry books. Now, I'm not going to say that. But I will say that right. I thoroughly enjoyed reading The Mending. I can see myself going back to certain pieces. If I find myself in a place where I'm feeling some kind of way, I can totally see going back to one of these poems and just allowing myself to sit in those feelings and to deal with those feelings and to ask myself those questions and to answer those questions.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoyed it. And especially after having just released my latest book, When I Met Him, which is a book all about relationships. And I saw myself in your work in the places I found myself in my own work. And it amazes me how all of our stories are so very similar. I think that we think we're so different. Like, oh, what I went through is so much different than what she went through. And in actuality, we're all dealing with the same sorts of things, the same kind of pain. We're dealing with the same kind of people, personalities. They just look different. It's in a different body, in a different town, you know, working in a different, you know, building. But we all feel the same hurt, frustration, confusion, anger, rage, envy, love, kindness, all of that. We all feel it, you know, and I felt all of what I put in my own book, I felt in yours, which I think is amazing.
Wow. Yes. Absolutely. And it means a lot when people read my book and they tell me, oh, it helped me. Like, this helped me through my breakup. And I gave it to my friend. When I was finished, I shared it with my friend who's also going through a breakup or whatnot. And so that was one of my biggest goals, to be able to help other people and touch the hearts of others and help them to mend too.
Excellent. So please tell us, how can we get more of your work?
Yeah, so all of my books are on Amazon. If you look for Virginia Davis,
There's another author, Virginia Davis. But if you put in Virginia Davis, it's amazing. Then when you click the link, then my profile will come up too. And you can see my other books. You can follow me on Instagram at locks, L-O-C-S underscore and underscore lit, locks and lit. And you can follow my, or like my Facebook page, author Virginia A. Davis.
Okay, so I will put this in the description for the talk radio show so people can access you. And you said at locks underscore and underscore lit on Instagram. Yes. And on Facebook, you are author Virginia A. Davis.
Right.
All
right,
got you. So I will make sure that all of our listeners are able to connect with you, because I'll make sure that I put it in the description of this video. The video,
okay,
the audio will be on speakupsis.com, as well as all of the other listening platforms that are Speak Up Sis. I will make sure it's out there. Do you have any last final words for our listeners?
Yes, I want them to know that no matter what you're going through, no matter how big it is, no matter how great it is, you are strong enough to get through it. Whatever it is you're dealing with, God has already placed the tools inside of you to be able to overcome and conquer. And that's it.
That's what's up. It's already in you.
That's right.
All right. Well, Virginia, thank you so much for sharing this Speak Up Sis space with me today. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoy reading your work. And I hope that this will not be the last time that we will see you, or hear you rather, on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. You are welcome in this space.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You all have a wonderful Tuesday, and I will see you next time on Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Virginia, thank you for coming into the Speak Up Sis space today and sharing your story of heartbreak and healing through poetry. I really appreciate you, sis. All right, everyone. We're done for the day. I appreciate your time and ear. I thank you for tuning in to Speak Up Sis Talk Radio, where Christian authors have a chance to share their stories to inspire yours. Visit me online at speakupsis.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Speak Up Sis Talk Radio. Until next time, have a beautiful day, be blessed, and speak up. Bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.